that we're here to sing a song, we're here to sing a good pleasure, we're here to sing an alternate sequencing. So the energy that is coming forth for our own arrival, it's coming forth for our own pleasure, it's coming forth for our own entitlement. So as we will draw upon ourselves, as we will draw upon our faithfulness, as we draw upon our loveliness, we have a sign of a new adventure. Now, a new adventure means to step up to life, to step up to a grand claim, to step up to your holy endowment. So in other words, we're entitled to a breakthrough. So breaking through, again, is establishing a new paradigm, establishing a new focus, establishing a new place in our space-time continuum, because we're no longer in the past tense. We're no longer in our past establishment. So the energies that are coming forth, the ones that are here in the physicality and that will be listening to the recording in a later entitlement, are here in due pleasure. In other words, we're ready to receive our rapture. We're ready to receive our loveliness. We're ready to receive our full endowment. So this is here to stay. This is not a passing glance. This is not a moment of interest. Like as if you, they're saying, imagine if you were looking in just windows of a department store. It's like passerbys. This is our true establishment. So they're asking us again to understand that what we're doing is sealing our fate and consciousness. We're moving into our new advancement. We're moving into our new primal existence, because we have come here to bring forth divine ascension. And so as we will agree, as we will step up, they're saying our plates are full on purpose, because we're relieving ourselves of past conduct. We're relieving ourselves of past attitude. So in other words, we're ready for new beginnings. We're ready for new happenings. Now, what we have signed up for isn't necessarily, they want me to step out and explain this. It's not necessarily what you're dreaming up. So we may arrive, including me, with, okay, here's what my life's looking like. Here are my needs. Please bless me. So our higher self has a new entitlement. Our higher self is, wait a minute, you've been focusing on past entitlement, past endeavors. And they're saying, we're ready to fill you with riches. So imagine that you're passing your trials, you're passing your heave-hoes. You may have one or two more forgiveness lessons or whatever it may be. And then there's a new bridge. So for each of us, we can imagine there being a bridge, an entitlement, a reach. Now, my bridge actually just became a rainbow. How beautiful is that? So again, a bridge moving you into a new possibility. You're not just coming up with the answer to today's problem. You're moving into a new possibility. You're moving into a new avenue of entitlement. Think of like the highways. And so it's like crossing over to a new adventure. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our endowment, they're showing me just like the most luxurious of entitlements. Again, as we will establish our offerings, as we will establish a new kingdom, as we will bring forth our life, our endowment, our riches to make this happen for the betterment of all others. So again, this is not about, you know, here we are in the ego and individual life, even though we're all attending to our life story, and just receiving blessings for the moment. That's not what this is about. This is about stretching us to our new place of residence, where we allow the blessings and the new life to be fed through us as channels of the highest occurrence for the endowment and placement of all of life. In other words, we're the ones sowing the seeds of the new entitlement for the riches of new consciousness. We are the masters that have come here and said, yes, let me hold the advantage. Let me hold the placement. Let me hold the directions for the new consciousness, for the new state of entitlement. So as it would happen then, chances are you're looking at a life line, you're looking at a timeline that is ready to be relieved of. You know, you're maybe sitting there with all kinds of situations ready to be relieved of because you're needed elsewhere. You're needed at a new placement. You're needed in a new coursework. So as you will receive the gifts, as you will receive the offerings, as you will receive your new places of rapture, the energies come forth to offer us blessings. In English, we're coming in alignment with our higher self. We're coming in alignment with grace. We're coming in alignment with new direction, with new possibilities, with new songs to sing. And they're literally showing me the star card of the tarot system. So anyone that's familiar with that, this is good energy. But again, stretching, allowing, relieving ourselves of old predicaments. So in other words, whatever got you there has to be expunged. It's not like you just get to walk away. It's you're relieving yourself of the past indicative. So they want me to explain this. So if we're holding on to beliefs, whether it's impoverished thinking regards to our own self, which perhaps we've projected out into the world, which we tend to do, subject and object, but of course there's no world, it's the dream. It's really our own healing. That is what's coming up for healing. So these energies are not only to remember the bridge to take us into those new endeavors. They do so as we give ourselves good pleasure. In other words, as we relieve ourselves of the old establishment, of the old fears, of the old energies. Now that's our coursework. We set up to complete this mission. So all of us, if we look at our chain of commands, if we look at our hierarchy, so this is going to be our family lineage, you can very well see how there are some energies needing healing. It won't take you very long. There's no accident. There's no accident because that's what we're here to do. We're here to heal family lines. We're here to heal generational mishaps and to bring forth the new life, to bring forth a new life through us. So as we attend to the old, it's not going to work. It's just not. It's going to go belly up. So if you're in the middle of belly up, this is the time for advancement. This is the time for grace. This is for the time for new adventure. As you will allow, as you will discharge past treason. Now that is judgment against self and others. Judgment against self and others. So consider where you're still holding judgment and give it up to the light. Give it up to the light. Because remember, it's just the unconscious guilt that we're holding in the belief of separation. And of course, we're returning to our divinity. We're returning as divine masters. As we will choose, as we will agree, as we will coincide with our loveliness. Now there's energy that's coming through for our higher heart, for a higher chamber. So as you will imagine there to be an altar in your higher heart right now, and then imagine there being light. You can imagine the threefold flame. You can imagine just a light, a pillar, or again, your connection to your divine self. Because this is what we're coming to. We're coming to understand our wholeness. We're coming to understand our laughter, our light. We cannot offer love. We cannot offer acquittal. We cannot offer luxury to others that we have not received for ourselves. We have to receive the blessings in order to make all things happen, in order to direct. We all have missions, yes? We all understand this. So in order to be on the right placement in our mission, we have to receive the resources. We show up empty-handed. There's not a lot we can hand out. So we have to evolve in our own understanding of self. So this is about our frequency moving into our entitlement, moving into our wholeness, moving into our consent. So let us take a moment now to come into agreement, to come into willingness to have the light be turned on, willingness to have the light restructure our days, restructure our steps. So in other words, some people call this, you know, like thy will be done. But the will being the will of our higher self, of our divine counterpart, because this is what's coming to bless us. This is what's coming to come into our good acquaintance. In other words, this is our triumph. So we're not walking around the planet in our egoic stance. We're coming in our divine understanding. So let us take a moment then to bridge the gap. In other words, to see this endowment, to see this life. You may feel it like just light coming through you. You may feel a pulsation, or you can just hold the intention. Hold the intention to be filled with the awareness of your divine self, whatever your words may be, holy self, divine self, higher self, Holy Spirit. Again, it's through our will, it's through our willingness to have life serve all of life through us. Let us be the channels of new beginning, the channels of the new system. Remember, the new system is going to work through us as we hold the new frequency. Let us take a moment of prayer. And so as we do this, we're seeing these energies bless all those areas of interest. And it is fine to see your own personal needs, because again, you're walking by faith, understanding the power of these new directions, understanding the power of this new consciousness that you're going to be playing with through your own means and your own derivatives. In English, it's like through your own challenges, because as you come to understand the blessings in your own awarenesses, in your own consciousness, that's how you establish grace for the many. So imagine these areas being blessed. Imagine these areas receiving new endowments, new directions, new upliftments. You can spread the love, of course, as an outreach program to all of life, friends, families, countries. Again, we're dreaming all the other subject object, so it's all one and the same. So again, let us indeed fill our loving cup. Let us take a moment of prayer. So it is. Such beautiful light. Your light is stronger than you can imagine. Make sure my record, yep, it's on. Stronger than you can imagine. They want to explain this. As we entitle our light, as we align with our true broadcast, this is where miracles can and shall occur. But we want to triumph. We want to notice what we're attending to, what we're focused on. And so when we're focused on separation, when we're focused on linear structure, remember that this is the gift of life. In other words, this then becomes the bridge. This is the old forecast. This is an extension of our belief in unconscious guilt. And however it's turning up, physical issue in your body, struggle in the outer realm, whatever it is, we are the deciders. In other words, as we attune to truth, as we attune to light, as we attune to wholeness or holiness, this is where we experience rapture. Such beautiful, oh, that was my point. Such beautiful energy, such beautiful trust and faith. Some of you have great trust and faith for others, but not for your own acquaintance. In other words, your healers, but not by profession, you're talking faith to another, whatever. But then in your own entitlement, you still focus on bitterness. You still focus on whatever, judgment, bitterness, whatever. So take a look at that and give yourself good pleasure. Give yourself good pleasure, like you're literally instructing for someone else. Okay, this is how you conduct radical forgiveness, whatever it is. But then look in your own drawers, look in your own closets. So funny, our eyes are out there, so we're always attending to others. So there's more than one, too, that's doing this. Make sure you bring that home to self. Okay, so we're going to see how we can be a blessing to others. Are we frozen? No, we're not. Oh, good. Thank you for wiggling your little head. So cute. Okay, we're going to start with Carmen. Oh, no, we're not. Excuse me, Carmen. We need to start with Stephen today. Hi, Stephen.
No, you should start with Carmen.
Oh, okay, Carmen.
Then I'll be next.
Okay, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart. Thank How can you. We help you? You're welcome.
Whatever they'd like to share, please.
Open up more. Come with a full heart. For whatever reason, I always seem to use my examples when I talk to you. I was shown today where I still had my heart closed to others. And it had to do with my ego. It really did. It was my own insecurities, whatever. So when you notice you're in judgment, when you notice you're in entrapment, you're still dealing with fear, come with a full heart. I mean, just imagine the more that you can release your own pain, your own sorrow, your own entrapment. It's like spirit's going to keep filling you. Spirit's going to keep filling you. And say your first name.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
I literally see you coming with this huge basket to be filled. Oh gosh, I got to put this in words for you because I just keep jumping over this for some reason. Carmen, say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
Okay, I'm going to say it this way. So there may be some struggles, there may be some difficulties where you're just really confused what to do, and it seems like you're opening up for spirit relief. In other words, okay, God, show me what to do. Oh God, it's so weird. Every time I want to say this to you, it's like I lose it. And my very strong guess is like this is the missing link. This is where you're jumping over this part of it, which is why you're not receiving the full entry. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Okay, I'll say it this way. So whatever it is that you're asking spirit for support, ask to be shown why it's in your life. Ask to be shown what needs to shift in you. Ask to be shown why you've called this forth. So instead of, okay, here's my situation, God, please intervene, it's show me what the healing is about. Show me what my entitlement is about. You want to remember that everything in your experience is an extension of your own consciousness. So you're really not, even though it looks like you're fixing a linear problem or that's your desire, it's not a linear problem. It's a healing of your own consciousness. So you want to bring it back to your own consciousness, your own awareness. So it's sort of like that's the gift. If you can remember, the spirit uses everything in your life to perform miracles, to perform blessings. It's to realize that despite the frustration or despite the boy wishes wasn't here, it's exactly what you need. You actually need it to be there because you need the form to extract the pain, to extract what it's symbolizing that still is out of reach in terms of your own acquittal, in terms of your own reconciliation with your own divine essence. So the more that you see it as less of a linear issue or problem and more of an opportunity for your own light, for your own advancement, for your own understanding. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Thank you. What you'll find is that like that last little piece, that last little turn, that last little component, they're showing me like a piece of string. You ever have like a piece of string on your garment and you pull that string and it's like, oh my gosh, now you're like, it's this coming and coming and you're unraveling. So again, the more that you open up to your own healing, what it's going to take you to is your own ministry, your own ministry. Okay, so let me stop for a moment. Does that make sense what I just said?
Yep.
It's, and say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
You have great offerings. I literally see you, oh my gosh, you're wearing some kind of animal, it looks like it, like a vest, but it's made out of hide. It's made out of some kind of animal skin. And you're leading by direction. It's some kind of cold environment. So funny, I just remembered you live in Canada. It's some kind of cold environment. And it's very rural, it's rustic. And you're in touch with higher dimensions. You feel very shamanic, very primitive, very entrusted is what I want to say. You have special endowments, you have special healing instruments, but what you have a very great handle on, which is the reason they were bringing this forth, is your introduction to your own ascension. In other words, you understood in that lifetime that indeed this is all mind. And what you're doing is returning to that harmony. In English, they're taking you out of dualism. They're taking you out of the linear focus. Now, let me explain this. You still keep your kids, keep your house, you know, your whole life style as it is, but you dream in a new advancement. In other words, the more that you see everything as symbolic, you're going to start having rapid changes, rapid delivery, rapid introductions. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
There's a being that you're working with. It's male energy, and he has antlers. I don't know what spiritual being that is, but it's like male energy, and he's got antlers, is the best I can tell you. You're being, it's like you're in an apprenticeship, and you're being led, you're being guided. Oh my gosh, I just see all these lights in the sky. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
You somehow are able to read the light. I'm trying to see if it's like light language. Carmen, say your name one more time.
Carmen.
It's like, you know, when we hear different astrological events and you know, we're all told, okay, this is what this means, this is what that means. You don't need a book to know any of that. Oh my gosh, I just forgot what it is you do. How funny. I would say that you don't need a book. You just intuitively understand. Now it's all coming together. It's sort of like we spoke of the other time where the planets are communicating with you. You are receiving heavenly guidance. So you could have, something twinkle at you or whatever it may be, but you're receiving it on higher understandings and higher levels. So it's for you, they're saying, for you to play for keeps. In other words, as you move into sort of like that second level of discovery, you will come upon yourself. In other words, you will understand the new meanings. The best way I can say this, I'll leave you with this, is I know you've heard me say this a million times. Sometimes life is very linear. It just is. And then it shifts, and all of a sudden I start getting second meanings to everything. Not everything, but enough really to keep me busy. They're saying it stops my vision because I stop attending to it. So that's the deal. As you continue the attendance, what you focus on increases. That material that's stored commodity, because it's within you waiting to surface, will come and be respected. So I hope that helps. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was wondering, when I wake up, whatever hour in the morning, I get these, it's so real. I can give you an example. This morning I woke up at 4 and I was not necessarily in any specific place on earth, but it was worn, torn. Like, sometimes I felt like it was me. Sometimes I felt like I was in like a male body. I was like a soldier. There were bodies all around. Why am I waking up into such a realistic, linear, you know, like I'm, I go to bed thinking all these enlightened, calling on all these beings, you know, for travel, and I'm waking up so dualistic.
And say your first name?
Carmen.
You're integrating the energies of those periods. You're integrating the energies. I can't even begin to tell you what my dream time is like. It is not my normal. My normal no longer exists. And it's the same thing. In other words, you're not just working on your increase and your healing in this dream state. You're taking advantage of your multidimensional aspect and bringing forth healing elements throughout the cycles, throughout the rhythms. So whatever you experienced, it was bringing back an aspect of self. So they're saying so linear. They're like, it's all dream consciousness. There really is no linear per se. It's just dream consciousness.
Well, it's just an alternate timeline, and I should just send healing and clearing to it.
And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
You're integrating. You don't. You can bless it, but the blessing already occurred.
Okay, I'm a little confused by integrating. Why would I integrate such a, like, it was horrific? I saw bodies everywhere.
And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
And tell me what happened one more time.
So you know, you just, when you wake up and you realize, okay, now I'm awake, and then I just see, like, I just have this memory. Like, I'm in army apparel, there's bodies everywhere, it feels like a worn, torn area, not necessarily a specific place.
And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
You're integrating an aspect of yourself is the best I can tell you. I can't even begin to explain to you some of my dreams. When you have a moment, I will share. Most of it's integration. Some of it is releasing. If I have to do forgiveness work or whatever. But at the end of the day, it feels good to me. Okay. All right, sweetheart. All right, Stephen. Steven, I don't know if I muted you. Oh, there you are.
No, I am. Wait, you talk. No, I can't talk to him. It's hard to speak to him. There I am.
Okay. Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Well, I guess we'll start with a message, but a couple of weeks ago, I had this really major spiritual experience, and I'm getting a lot of kundalini stuff going on, and so it's just a lot of change. I haven't really settled in, but that's what's going on. And I go to India in 2 weeks, and so
And we're walking. And say your first name, sweetheart.
Steven. Steven,
say it one more time, honey.
Steven.
Thank you.
Wolf.
do I put this in words? They're helping you to shift to a new, I'm just going to say a new planet. What I mean by that is there are different Earths. So what you're doing is reframing your discovery. I'm going to mute your side. you're reframing your discovery to a new vision. As you will release the past, focus specifically on any residual karma. That would mean your forgiveness work. Any places where you're still holding on to past structure, past form, past endeavors, as you will bless everything and really realize that everything came from you. It's the easiest way to do it, is really realize is you're dreaming the whole thing. It's really all you. You're coming to forgive that and move into your own entitlement. You're actually, they're saying being rescued, it's a funny word. What they mean by it is you're going to be driving your own ship in terms of anchoring yourself in your new residence. Now, I know you're going to India, but there's a lot more happening than that in terms of your vibrational sequencing. I'm going to say this, in a very short period of time, 2, 3, 4 months, you're going to be receiving yourself and life with new messages, with new codings, with new light endeavors. I literally see you like walking through a portal into your place of residence. So you'll be in the physical, but you're going to be receiving, I hate to say instruction, but awarenesses from out-of-body reaches. So as you will reframe your possibilities, and they're showing me the Oracle card. Oh gosh, it says you are not alone. You are not alone. And it literally shows me like, you know, just an expansive universe. You're moving into a new placement, a new understanding. So in English, you're going to be moving very rapidly. You may have like conscious dreaming, lucid dreaming, where you suddenly, like the fabric of our dimension is going to start revealing itself, where, oh my gosh, you may think of a parent, you may think of a spouse or friend or whatever, and suddenly you won't receive them just in the linear. You'll understand the bigger picture, the bigger purpose, the bigger reasoning. So you're going to accomplish a lot of mastery endeavors in a very brief period of time. When you go into your altered states, so when you're meditating or you just suddenly, how do I say this? It's like you're going to just suddenly receive a download from your higher self. You're going to have like these great, he's frozen, but he'll get the recording. These great opportunities for healing in very short periods of time. Your job is to release your attachment, release the importance to the linear structure. In other words, to see all this is make-believe. So I'm very aware that you're frozen and you're bye-bye right now, but I know you're going to listen to the recording, and I hope that helps. So what I'm going to do to help Stephen out